God still moves.
God still moves. Sing it one more time. God still moves. Thank you, Lord. God still moves in the hearts of His people. God still moves.
Yes,
Lord. He does not sleep, nor does He slumber.
Love that. Aren't you thankful for that reality? I've been just thinking a lot lately as we're singing, you know, that we're sometimes we just sing and we're rehearsing the words, we're repeating the words, but sing to the unseen. As we're singing, we're worshiping the Lord first and foremost, right? So we're singing to Him, to praise Him, to adore Him, to give Him His place. But we're also speaking back to the unseen forces, the darkness that's around us. So let's just give place to our faith. Let's speak. Let's testify. Let's sing. Let's talk to the unseen. So sing that one more time.
God still moves.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much.
God still moves.
God still moves.
He does not sleep, nor does He slumber. God still moves.
Oh, God still moves. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful tonight to be with You, to be a part of You, Lord. And truly this reality that's in our hearts, Lord, we know it. Each one of us, I believe we're experiencing it, Lord. You are moving. You're speaking. You're leading us, Lord. You're in Your people. Lord, we're so blessed. Lord, our confidence is in You. Even as we utter these words, it's not just an emptiness, not in vain, Lord, but it's in faith, it's in reality, Lord. We love You. We love Your presence. We love what You're doing, where You're taking us, what You're feeding to us. Lord, what You're bringing to pass in us. We just want to adore You tonight, Father. There is none but You, Lord. We just recognize that tonight, even now as we're sitting here in Your presence. Recognize it's You, Lord. And there is none other. Father, we just ask that You would minister to the hearts of Your people, Lord, as tonight as we are assembled together in Your name, that You would just reach down and commune with each one, Lord, as You do so faithfully. Break the bread of life anew. And Father, we just give You all thanks and praise and ask that You would have Your way tonight. Be glorified in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Musicians, thank you so much. All right. God bless you all. We're a little late tonight, but you know, that's okay. I think we all I've got a special place in my heart for our humble beginnings in the living room. So to this day, I'm really, anytime I'm with a very small fellowship of a small group of people. It's a blessing to me. So, Lord is good. Everybody well? Fighting the good fight of faith. The fight of faith. It's a fight every day. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, right? As though some strange thing happened. But I love the Lord, just how he deals with this work and leads us constantly. I think that through sometimes the most unusual and unexpected ways, he's taking us into places in him where we're experiencing this plane and this realm of faith that is more and more becoming a reality to us. So praise the Lord. Just before we kind of get into the text tonight, just a few things on my heart. Just a couple little things that I've been meditating on. So I like to just sometimes just a little note, a little thought, sometimes give these out. So I'll say this, kids. This is for the kids, but I'll say adults, everybody, really, but thinking of the kids. Do you want to know a secret? Drum roll. You know, what is it? When somebody says it, a friend, somebody close, family, wants to tell you a secret, kind of makes you feel special. Like, wow, I get to know this. You know, this is me. It's something close, a friend. And that's usually really, really special. And think of that. That's what this message is. You know, the scripture, we quote it all the time. And I'm afraid for all of us, or some of us, at times these things just become so automatic and so mechanical. And we truly love the word, we do. But I'm thinking of Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secrets. And so that's really special. There's only a few people who can really hear and really receive, but that's what this message is. He wants to share his secrets with you. The depth of his heart, and as the prophet brought us beautifully, think of that, into the back part of God's mind, as the prophet would say, into the very heart and mind of God, the things of God he wants to share with you. So you take this very, very personally. When you think of this message, this is the Lord speaking to me. He wants to share his heart, his secrets with me. We're blessed. So, so blessed. So I just, maybe that's as much for me as for anybody. I've just, again, been meditating on that and enjoying that. And Lord, help us to slow down and just appreciate what you've done, what you've given to us in this day. And I think we all battle distractions and busyness more than ever. You know, how hard is it, how easy is it to find time and get into this word? What is greater than this that has been given to us? And how hard do we fight to get into it, to feast on it, to spend time? So Lord, help us. He's gracious, but again, just something that was on my heart there. So another thing, just a word of encouragement. You know, I was just thinking of this recently, and you know, we're continuously living in a day of we can watch before our eyes the decline of things around us. Just a matter of fact. And you know, I say take heart, take courage, because you and I were absolutely ordained for this age, to overcome anything and everything that comes our way. So I don't care how dark, how hard, how difficult, how anything, you are ordained to overcome in this hour. So be courageous. Know who's with you. Know who's on your side. Amen. So praise the Lord. So again, just a couple little things. And, you know, the faith that is given to you, oh my, is we look at ourselves too much. But I want you to think of something. The faith that has been given to you, true faith, I'll say it this way. You, Sister Laura, you got big burly faith. And I'm saying that to every one of you. You've got big, burly faith because it's his faith. You got him inside of you. So the devil, again, beats us down. He gets us looking at ourselves. Stop looking at yourselves. I want you to know you have big, burly faith. You have God's faith. You have him in you. So be strong, be courageous, be confident. Amen. Again, just a couple of quick things. Let's go ahead and stand and we'll open up with our text this evening. Amen. John chapter 1 and verse 1. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're going to stop right there for a minute. You can be seated. We're going to hold on to this, and we're going to meditate on it. We're not done here, but we're just going to start with one verse to open up. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now, what did we just read? And what does that have to do with you? It has everything to do with you. Everything. I don't believe we can any longer think of the Word apart from ourselves. What the Lord has brought us, what the Lord has restored in this day. And I just want to look at a thought tonight of really our identification. It's him. And the title, if you will, is the God part of you. We're so blessed to know what's been restored back, what's been given back to us. And through this restoration, through this faith that's been restored, this Word restored, can I say our God consciousness is being restored? Our awareness of who we are in him is being restored. And we are so blessed. Back to the mind of Christ. Back to the original state we had in the beginning. What God predestinated in the beginning. Amen. So again, that's when we read John 1:1. That's you. That's me. That has everything to do with us. Let's continue on. We're just going to move just a few verses down to finish this. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. Okay, we have not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. There you are, born of God. So let's take out the flesh, the man, and we retrace our steps, and our identification is right there, born of God, from him. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, there I was. Amen, a part of him. And I again, just what an amazing day we're living in to think of what's been opened up through the opening of the world, restored back to us, that we could know our true identity. So think of that, the God part of you, the God part of me. Amen. Our God consciousness being restored, our true identity. No wonder Brother Branham could say, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. I mean, I don't even, yeah, this flesh, but what does that have to do with anything? The real me, the real you, is the soul that responds to the Word of God. Amen. I love that. So that's it in a nutshell. You know me, how I work, how I, the Lord just, I just, we're going to weave back and through forth through scriptures and quotes and things, but by his grace, we're going to continue to just expand on that or not even expand on it, just dwell on it. I love this. This is Brother Branham. He's saying the same thing in the message, what is that in your hand? He's talking about how Jesus defeated Satan on the Word, with the Word. You know, it is written, it is written. And he says, Christ is in his Word. Do you believe that? Listen to this. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he's not done yet. Now, in our minds, so many times we stop there, because that's what the scripture says. Died and rose again, and is in us today, the same Word that was in the beginning. So where is the Word? It's in us. It's in you and me, because we're a part of him. So again, just to peel back the layers, so to speak, we think of how Brother Branham taught us. You know, we live in a three-room house, right? Body, soul, spirit. And man, that outside, man, the spirit body gives us a whole lot of trouble, doesn't it? And you know, the enemy's attacking, the enemy's bombarding, the enemy's there. What can you say? And sometimes we're like that, what is it, that story Brother Branham talks about. Who is that? That the devil's kind of pestering him, and he's saying boo, and he's jumping, and he's saying boo, and he's jumping, until we recognize, wait, stop it. You don't have anything. And we start to say boo back, because we know inside that soul, that's the real me. That's who I am. And whatever this guy's yelling at me outside, doesn't register anymore. I don't care, because I know he's a liar, and I know who the real guy is. So that's what we want to do tonight, is just dwell on these things. Let's talk about who we are, who he said we are. Let's talk about this Word. This is our identification. That's what we're a part of. Amen. And I think, as I was thinking about this and meditating and just what the Lord kind of brought back to my mind, was Hebrews 9:14. Let's just go ahead and turn there for a minute, because as we begin to dwell on these things and think of, you know, our identification and our God consciousness, it was just drawn back to this 9:14 Hebrews. How much more back up 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So this consciousness and a God consciousness that's being purged and being brought back into a state of awareness of who we really are. That word conscience, I don't know if anybody remembers years and years ago. It's just to know with. So there's this knowing with. There's this awareness that this being purged, that he's bringing us back into our rightful estate and our identification of, wait, who I am, what belongs to me, what I'm a part of. And I'm a part of him, part of his Word. Amen. Also, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. What we are absolutely, I believe, witnessing, experiencing, or will very soon. Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll start with verse 11. Says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. What's this doing? What is he doing right now? Where is he working? What did we just read? He's in his body, perfecting, completing, bringing us to what state? Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith, and what comes next? And of the knowledge of the Son of God. So our mind is his mind. The knowledge that he had is for us. It's absolutely here. In the scriptures, we can point to it. It will be, because he spoke it. And so again, in all this, as we're looking into these things, feasting on what has been opened up in this stage, that knowledge is coming back to us. That knowledge is coming into us. We are experiencing and stepping into that reality of true identification of who I am, who he said I am, who I'm a part of. Thank you, Lord. And I couldn't help remember, it's in leadership. I didn't bring it with me, but that quote where Brother Branham says, "Restore to us the same mind of Jesus Christ." Wow. Is that what he's doing? I believe that. Anything outside of that? Look around you. It's insanity. Everything, I believe, didn't he say in another place, anybody but those with the Holy Ghost would go completely insane. But there's a bride that he's working on. There's a bride, her consciousness is being purged, and she's stepping back into her true identity in a state of mind and a consciousness that is from him, back to the beginning, that is the Word. It's purely him. Amen. What exciting, exciting things. I think, boy, as Brother Branham would say so much, what a terrible hour this is for the unbeliever. What an exciting time this is for the believer. What lies ahead of us? What we're walking into and experiencing right now? All right, let's just continue into the scriptures, into the Word here. This is from the message, God's Power to Transform. Let's see. This is simple, and I know we've been through, we've heard some of these things, but I still like to meditate on some of these things together. He says, Jesus Christ was God himself manifested because he was a son because he was begotten, but it was just a tabernacle for him to live in. Don't you love the simplicity of it? He says, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. God built himself a house, a body to live in, come down so you could touch him. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, believed on, received up into heaven. He says, you being flesh and him being flesh, then you can have fellowship now because he was God's attribute of love. God is love. Is that right? Jesus was God's attribute of love. And when that attribute of love was displayed, which was God himself, all the attributes that hung into him come to him. He says, all the Father has given to me will come to me. Just rest right there. Thank you, Lord. All that the Father has given to me will come. So we don't fret, we don't stew, we don't worry. We quote the scriptures so often, not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Amen. So we say amen to his word. All the Father has given to me will come to me. Sure, they had to be predestinated. If it wasn't, you won't be there. Certainly, he says, now we can have fellowship, which was through the riches of his word and which you are a part of. There we go. Your identification. You're a part of the word because he was the word at the beginning and you're the word now. I like the way he puts that. He was the word at the beginning. You're the word now. See? I'm preaching tonight or Sunday or one of these days when I get in about what the word is, see, and now you're a part of the word. So it's like he's telling us, okay, I want you to see who you are. I want you to realize and recognize you're a part of him. You're a part of the same word that he was, that he is. Okay, let's go back into some scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter 1. All right. Where do we want to start here? Matthew, would you read verse 22? Amen. And Christian, verse 23. So where is your birth from? You were born of who? Of what? What's your DNA, your spiritual DNA? Verse 23, the word of God. Amen. That's who you're part of. And similar wording, actually, just over in the back, I should say, a couple chapters in James chapter 1. And Noah, are you ready? Not there yet. Okay, we'll catch you next time. Verse 18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So again, it's so beautiful, so simple, the simplicity of it. Every seed after its kind, like begets like. God begets God, word begets word, and we're part of him. Of his own word begat he us. Amen. So again, just taking out a different, maybe a different angle here, so to speak. I just want to look into this in a different avenue, so to speak. But turn with me to Revelations chapter 10. And thinking again of just recognizing our what has taken place in this hour and our position, our identification. We're going to go ahead and start with verse 1. We'll read this. Let's start with verse 1. I think we'll... And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book open. Thank you, Lord. And he set his right foot upon the sea, his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which therein are, and that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Thank you, Lord. And continue. Now, this is where I like this gets so beautiful, so personal. We're talking about you. We're talking about what's inside you, the God part of you, so to speak. But verse 8 is just, I think, a beautiful picture for all of us. Verse 9, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. I like that. He said, give me the little book. And he said, take and eat it, and it shall make thy belly bitter, and it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. But kind of what I wanted to emphasize and just draw from that is that reality of that open book and the bride feasting on it. She's by his grace, with eyes that have been opened, recognizing the word before her and feeding on it. And that word is where? Inside of her. The word is inside of you. You've taken it. You've eaten this book. And that word is now one with you. You're one with him because you have taken, you've eaten, you've feasted on this. It's now a part of you. Where is the word? It's in the bride. She's taken it in and she's one with it. Amen. Even as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3, your written epistles, known and read of all men, ministered with what? By the Spirit, fleshly tables of the heart. Where is the word written? It's written inside of here, inside of me. It's you can't separate it. You can't take out and undo what he's done by his Holy Spirit in writing and engraving that word on your heart. It's his doing. It's in there. It's in you and a part of you. So blessed be his name. I just love these things. Okay, this is from the message, the resurrection of Lazarus. He says, that's the matter with the Pentecostal people today. He says, they don't recognize who they are. He's like, your sons and daughters of God. He says, you have in your hand. He says, look. He says, it was one time quoted in scriptures, you are gods, ye are gods. He says, look, deity. He says, I'm a part of Charles Branham because I was born from Charles Branham, my daddy. I'm a part of him. I had a forehead like him. My hair was like him. I'm a small man like him. I'm in the nature of him because he's my dad. He says, and if we become in spirit sons of God, deity dwells in the man. Hallelujah. You talk about blind eyes open. They said nothing impossible to God. God said nothing impossible with you if you believe. Not with God, but you. Deity is in man. So again, just encouraging ourselves tonight and meditating on who are you? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word, that's you. That's me. The devil is kicking you around and attacking you. Get out your ID and show him who you are. You're sons and daughters of the living Word. Amen. Just all right. Moving on here. This is beautiful. I this is from Spoken Word is the original seed. I don't think I remember. I mean, that's such a amazing, rich message. And but I really don't know that I remember this particular passage or this section. This is beautiful. He says, the ark was made out of gopher and shittim wood. It's the most nothing. He says, just hollow. Nothing in it but hollow. Everything is taken out, rode that way. The lightest wood there is lighter than balsam. Why did they do it? So he could soak it with pitch. If it had been oak, you say, wouldn't oak do just as good? No, sir. It won't soak up nothing. If it turns it away, it's a repellent, and this is an absorbent. Does anybody remember this? I love this. This is beautiful. He says, and a real seed of God is an absorbent for the Spirit. All denominationalism is took out. All unbelief is out. And when the Holy Spirit comes into that germ of life that's laying there, it produces another seed just exactly. Beautiful. He said, another son of God is born. Amen. Another amateur God. Son of God. See, he said, I'm Branham because I was born of Charlie and Ella Branham. That makes me a Branham because I'm their seed. There are two agreements came together, made a seed, and that made me. Now listen, when God and his word becomes one, when God's spirit waters the seed of God, the word of God, it produces God, and it's not the individual. So stop there for just a second. Let's tie all this together. He's talking about gopher wood, absorbing. We're meant for him, is what he's getting at. To be hollowed out, he goes into this. He says, you're not yourself no more. You reckon yourself dead, hollowed out, waiting for the seed germ, like the beginning, spoken word. It's God's word made manifest in the man. See, then it isn't the man. It's the man that's died. Oh, my. He says, then God, he said, he plants his own life in you. Then it's not you no more. It's God's life because God's word is watered by his spirit. Of course, we could go on, but just wanted to capture that, how he draws that reality out of God's spirit. The word coming into the man, and it's no longer you, it's him inside you. So precious, so beautiful. Amen. Let's just turn to a few more things. In the scriptures, Psalm 51, and I just was thinking about this in reality or in relation to the word that is in us, the word that's in the bride that's been sown. And I just thought this was so attractive, so beautiful. So let's just meditate on that. Saw everybody there, Psalm 51. And Noah, you're up. 51 verse 6. Oh, do I have the wrong one? Sorry, time out. Let me get there. 51 verse 6, yes. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Thou desirest truth where? In the inward parts. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Where is the word? Where is he writing his word? Inside of you, inside of his bride. She's taken I love that, as John said, give me the book. The bride says, give me that word. I want it. I'm going to feast on this. I'm taking it in. And that word is inside of you and inside of me. How precious that is. That which is conceived of you, as was told to Mary, is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's his doing. It's all of him. So, you know, to me, I think this puts us at such a rest and an ease to think, you know, the reality that he's quickening. It has to come by revelation, but of who you are. And when you begin to think of, okay, speaking the word, and you understand that you are the word, then it's just him speaking through you. And you know, again, we're talking about our identification and our DNA. And Brother Branham taught this so beautifully. Have I raised the dead? Have I spoken food into existence? Have I conquered nature or stopped storms? Have I done all these things? Yes, I have. I absolutely have. So have you. Because you're a part of him. It's the story he talks about. America. I was in the founding. I was at the Delaware. I did all these things. I'm part of her. How much greater for you and I? So why would it be something so great or fanatic or amazing or out of reach to think that we should ever have to face one of those challenges? We've done it before. We'll do it again because it's him. It's all him in us, and we're a part of that. That's his reality. And that's what he's bringing us into, I believe, more all the time. While we're in Psalms, let's go a few chapters forward, I guess. Psalm 87. Because this, again, I think is speaking so beautifully, just the heart of the Lord and his people, Zion. Let me get there. Okay, verse 1, his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth, oh, don't you just love this? The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it should be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. Don't you love that? It's him, it's his work. Rest in that. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Again, we're tracing back our identification, where we came from. It's from here, it's from him. Verse 7, as well the singers as the players on the instruments shall be there. And how does it end here? All my springs are in thee. Where is his heart? Where is God's, the springs, his heart? It's in his people. He's so engraved himself upon us and in the word that's been given in this day, the word that's restoring us back to our rightful state, our right mind, and giving us that identification of who we are, who we're a part of. It's him. Amen. I hope this ties together and is making sense. It makes sense to me. Hopefully it makes sense to you. No, just a few more here. So Revelations chapter 3. We know this well, the words to the Laodicean church age, but just kind of pulling from this and adding this into the mix, let's see, where do we... we'll start with... Actually, we'll just read verse 20. That's really what I'm... Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice... So there it is, individual, any person, any man hears my voice. Are you hearing his voice? And open the door, I will come in where? I will come in where? To him. I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Where is he? He's in his church. Everyone who has heard, who's opened the door, who's feeding and communing, he's there. That's what you're a part of. At that day, that's this day, you will know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. All one. You can't separate us. Can't separate us at all. Again, that's our identification. It's all in him. Thank you, Lord. All right, just in a few more things here. The message, this is so beautiful. The deity of Jesus Christ, he says, the same power, that same Christ, hallelujah, let the fundamentalists, let them, people who deny the power of God say it's wrong, but the same power that spoke the world into existence is in those people that's got the Holy Ghost. Amen. He says, that's right, men, women, it's time we found out who we are. The devil is trying to hide you back, and that's what he does. The devil is trying to hide you back, tell you that you're some little cowed down something. You are not. You're sons and daughters of God. The deity is not in heaven. It's in you. Oh my. Now, that's exciting. That's wonderful. That makes me feel good tonight. How about you? Let me just read that. The devil's, so, you know, like we started out, and again, this is just from the Lord. I want you to take heart tonight. You have great, big, strong faith. I don't think you got weak faith. You got big, strong faith because it's his faith. So we're just countering his attacks tonight, and we're refreshing ourselves and saying, who are we? Who am I a part of? The devil's trying to hide you back, tell you that you're some little cowed down something. You're not. See, he says, you're sons and daughters of God. Deity's not in heaven. It's in you. Thank you, Lord. I know, he says, I know you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something, brother. When you realize the Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, my life, he says, I give them Zoe, the life of God in the human being. Now, you can please, as always, go get out your tablets and your devices and go do your own searching. You can do so many different word combinations and find, it's all over the place. It's so beautiful. So please, you go dig in, you do your studies, and you feast on these things. I'm just sharing a couple quotes, but hopefully this is stimulating and encouraging and a blessing tonight. Just two more quotes, I think, and then we'll wrap up. He says, this is, again, in the message, spoken words, the original seed. He said, so believers of the word and spirit must be one. He says, you get it? Believers, the word and the spirit are absolutely one. You don't do your own thinking. You don't use your own mind. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, it is. Amen. The mind was in Christ is in you. The mind is in Christ, and you'll take the word just like he does because he was the word. Amen. And the mind of Christ in you, you are the word. You are the word. You are the word. You are the word. Repeat after me. I am the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. What does that have to do with you? Everything. It's who you are. You are God's living word. Representatives of him here on earth, that's right, continuing the work. The church should be that way. And when so, the Bible is manifested again like the early days of the apostles. Just like the disciple, the Bible is living again. The Bible is living again in you. Hallelujah. Oh my. Turn your Bibles. We're going to just wrap up with a couple more things and we'll get ready here. Ephesians chapter 3. And kind of end of the. Let's see. Okay. This one more thing here. This is ever present water from the rock, as much as your faith will be released. Let me just start over. Let's take that slow. As much as your faith will be released, that's how much power you can have. Because in you dwells the power to make heavens and earth. In you dwells the power to make heavens and earth. God dwells in you, and you are sons and daughters of God. Wake up, wake up. He's doing that. He's waking us up. He's bringing us back to our right mind, to that true identity and that position in Christ. Our God consciousness is being restored through this open word, to the revealed word of the hour. That part of you that is a part of him, again, that was my heart tonight, the God part of you. Amen. Let me just start over. As much as your faith will be released, that's how much power you can have, because in you dwells the power to make heavens and earth. Oh my goodness. God dwells in you and your sons and daughters of God. Amen. There you are. Amen. He says, but it's your faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. If you can believe, all things are possible. Verily I say unto you, if you say unto this mountain, be moved and don't doubt, but believe what you have said, what you have said. Then what kind of people ought we to be, having faith in this great redeeming Christ that lives in us? Where is he? He's in you. Where is the word? It's in you. Where has he written it? Upon your heart. What have we done? We've taken, we've eaten the book. Where is the book? It's inside of you. It's a part of you. Amen. I am with you always, even to the end of the world, the ever presence of the great gusher of salvation and power that poured forth, here we go, from Calvary into the church, the ever presence of the living God and that great flowing smitten rock that goes with us. Oh my, in our journey. All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured where? To his church, to you and me. Oh my. Blessed be his name. Let's just, Ephesians 3, end of the chapter, verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Where's the real you? Inner man. That Christ may dwell where? In your hearts, by faith, by revelation, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Now know unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right, musicians, if you would come. I hope this made sense. I hope it was a blessing. Just, Lord, stimulate our hearts, reignite our passion, and let us just come back into a realization of what's been given in this day, this word that's been revealed, the faith that's been restored, taking us back to our rightful state, taking us back to the beginning into sonship, godship, sons and daughters of God. Amen. Who are you? You're a part of him, and he's a part of you, and his word been engraved on your heart. Oh my, let's just, anybody? Song. I don't. Anybody have a song on their heart or there? That's perfect. Thank you. Who I am. I think that's. Is that in the inserts? Well, I think we know it by heart, but or it's in the. It, yeah. Thank you. Not in the inserts, but 6:26. Thank you. Oh. 591. Okay. All right. Stand with me, would you please? All right, let's sing this. This is beautiful. Oh, glorious victory, that day he set me free and made my heart his very throne. My life is no longer mine. Isn't that the truth? I'm a prisoner of love divine, and now I live to praise his name. I can see now who I am, a part of my Savior, a part of His Word. It's a revelation of who I am. On Calvary He died to redeem His lost bride. The King of Kings became my Savior. This is God's great mystery of love expressed to me, that Christ and I might be made one. Who I am, Lord, who I am, I can see now who I am. A part of my Savior, a part of His Word. It's a revelation of who I am. Who I am, Lord, who I am, I can see now who I am. A part of my Savior, a part of His Word. It's a revelation of who I am. Oh my goodness. Yes, that's just beautiful. Blessed be His name. Oh, don't you love Him? Just keep feasting, getting into this word, and keep exploring and seeing all these wonderful things about who you are. And as the devil and the enemies attacking you, just get out your ID card and show him who you are. Amen. All right, Brother Greg, would you close, please?
Heavenly Father, Lord, what a jubilee we just had tonight, Lord. Just thinking it's just a continuation of Sunday's sermon. Talk about flashing red lights of His coming. And that day you shall know that I am my Father.
Thank you, Lord.
My Father and me, I and you and you and me. That day is this day.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, to think that we are the fulfillment of the New Testament. Even as Jesus was the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Father, you are going to have a people that's going to fulfill that. And by faith, Lord, we believe we are those people.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you so much. We're not worthy in and of ourselves, but you've taught us and shown us again and again to get the eyes off of ourselves and onto you. Lord, you've done it all. You've paid it all. You are the victory. It overcomes the world.
Amen.
And it is your faith that we live and move and have our being. Truly to you be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, truly glorify yourself in each one and each vessel here. Father, I pray that each one, and I know by faith, by grace, they will grab a hold of that faith, Lord, that overcomes the world. And to you be the glory. We give you thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us just hold these truths in our hearts. May we go forth, Lord, singing the victory, Father. Help us to be mindful to those with needs around us. And may you minister through us, Lord, to these ones, Father. Again, showing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever for your glory. This is the church that you're coming after, your prophet told us. So, Lord, help us. It is time we start exercising ourselves in the things that we've been taught. And grabbing a hold of by faith the things, Lord, that have been said to us so many times. Grant it, Lord. Truly, to you be the glory. We ask this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.